Welcome to the Connect to Marriage podcast. I'm Delia and I'm your host for this episode. In each episode of the Connect to podcast, we'll be tackling questions that couples ask about marriage, communication, conflict, and so much more. We hope you will keep tuning in to learn with us as you grow closer, deeper, and stronger in your marriage. A couple's connection is the backbone of a strong relationship, and life seasons like parenting, work stress, or health challenges can disrupt this bond, creating tension or distance. Nurturing connection intentionally helps couples navigate challenges, stay close, and grow stronger together. In this episode, we explore ways to keep connection alive through life's changes and challenges. To share their insights on this topic, we are glad to have Peter and Harriet Chung back on the podcast with us. If you missed the first part of their sharing, do check it out as there are many good tips there on building a foundation of lasting love through communication. Now, Peter and Harriet, thanks for joining us on the Connect 2 podcast again.
Thank you.
Could you share a fun fact about yourselves?
I remember once when Peter was traveling for work and then he came back, he decided to surprise me by buying a necklace for me on the plane. And then when I received it, you know, my face showed it all. I didn't like it at all. So I said, either you give me the receipt and I exchange it for something else. But because it was bought on the plane, so it was impossible. And so I told him that next time you just give me the money and then I will buy it myself.
Yeah, I was so disappointed because I was so excited on the plane thinking how my wife would love to see the pearl that I got it. And that night, I probably think I would have some reward, but I ended up. But the rest is history.
So now you know you have to bring her to the jewelry shop.
Oh, yeah.
Which
yes. I did. Whoever is listening there, you know, then I had to spend more money.
Well, thank you for being so honest with us. But it's true, right? Sometimes when we do something for our spouse, we think that it speaks the love language of him or her. But sometimes it's also in discovering their preferences and truly what makes them feel loved. Yeah, thank you for sharing that story. But what practices and habits have you cultivated through the years that helps you to stay emotionally connected?
I think one of the things that we try our very best to do is to try to do things together, especially in terms of activities like watching action movies. Both of us like kung fu shows, so we will not miss new kung fu movies that comes out to the market, and we would place our children with our parents and then we will go and watch the movies ourselves. And then out of the 1 month or 4 days that we are doing, we would do something different in the fourth day. Or at least go and see a movie or drive somewhere to have a great feast or whatever we do. We want to spend the time together, talk about it, discuss about things and what matters in our lives, especially for our children. And we always want to talk about the future of our children, what they're going to do, what school they're going into. That keeps us going. And the beautiful thing is that we always use these times to also plan long holidays in the US or in Canada once a year so that we will have a memorable time.
For us, travel is very, very important. It doesn't matter if you travel to Malaysia, you know, just Hong Kong. But then, you see, the time that we bond with our family is important. Also, to further strengthen our marriage, we decided to take a proactive approach to mentor young couples together by conducting marriage preparation course. So this initiative is a form of preventive maintenance that keeps us continually growing rather than waiting for a crisis to occur. So we always tell each other, okay, you know, we shouldn't do this like what the other couples did, but we should be mindful and then we should stay away. So all in all, I feel that honesty and trust and respect are important to grow in your marriage.
Mm. It's so counterintuitive, right? Because most of the time we would find that we would spend the time on ourselves or our own children. But for you to have chosen to journey with other couples and to actually share from your journey, not that you have gotten it all right, well, maybe even learning from the times when you had setbacks or struggles, but these are actually precious learning moments for other couples as well. And then in that process, being able to be nourished in your own marriage too. Yes. So what really motivates you to continue keeping a lookout for other people's marriages, and how does that help you in your own emotional connection as a couple?
When we help others, we are always looking outward into the community, how we can help others by sharing our experiences and then our mistakes and then the solutions that you can look for to help in your marriage. Because when we spend time with other couples, we do not, you know, look inwardly, but we look outwardly. So that has helped us a lot in fulfilling our own satisfaction in helping another couple to grow in their marriage.
I think not only just that, but also when we present solutions to other couples, we begin to realize that it helps us to look at the solution for ourselves. That makes it even better for our own marriage. Mm. So while helping others, we are refreshing ourselves and actually embarking on the program of really helping ourselves in our own marriage. And it becomes intentional. I think one key thing that I want to mention is that keeping our connection alive as husband and wife is really about being intentional. When you are intentional, it becomes more meaningful to spend time together. It becomes more creative in that sense to even look out for simple activities, but creative activity, such as maybe doing a sports together that we have never done before, or doing something that we have never done before that we want to create a lifetime knowing about this sport. So things like this really would help in rejuvenating our marriage together.
Yeah. Then the other thing is that we practice love language. So Peter's love language is words of affirmation. So I will always make it a point to tell him, oh, you know, I love you. But it is not very natural of me. So I have to force myself, because when I show love to somebody, I will do things for them. So that's my love language, acts of service. Then he will always say, so do you really love me? I say, yes, I do. Then he always tells me he loves me, because that's his love language. So he's practicing his love language on me. So I told him, I say that, well, you can tell me you love me, I know, but it will last for 6 months. So 6 months later, you tell me, okay? Then he realized later that he has to practice acts of service for me. So whenever he cleans the floor for me, I feel very loved. Yeah, or he will say like, okay, why don't you go out with your friends? Then I will look after the children. Well, that was very important for me, because I'm a person who loves to keep in touch with friends. Then I feel so loved, you know, when he said that, I will look after the children, you just go out.
Mm. Peter, you shared that about the intentionality, right? Sometimes for couples who, in our day-to-day demands of life, whether it's for work, raising the children, we are constantly moving from one thing to another and not having the mind space to even consider, what does my spouse need of my support right now or in this season? Yeah, and choosing to actually sit down and ask each other or talk about what's coming up for them, what are they facing and what do we anticipate, actually does help couples to grow in their understanding and mutual support of each other.
Absolutely.
And I recall, you know, you shared about what it looks like to build dreams together. And what I'm hearing is that it's also about having shared goals and purposes in the mid to longer term, right? Yeah. Because it's not just about going through the daily grind, but it's in actually looking forward to some shared goals. And then when you create that future together, that gives a greater sense of oneness in your marriage. You're able to actually look back as well and say, like, look how far we've come, because we have actually met these milestones together. Yes. Yeah, and I think that's really encouraging, because I'm hearing that there's a lot of shared life going on between the both of you. Even though you took different paths in your career, right? I mean, Peter, you actually were running your own business, and for Harriet, you're running a home-based business. So in a sense, like, your environment was quite different from each other.
Yes.
So what keeps you having a shared understanding of each other's context during those busy years?
The early years of marriage are filled with unique challenges and opportunities for growth. What happens after saying, I do? At the Connect to Just Married workshop, you will gain practical tools to work through differences and conflicts and learn ways to keep the romance alive. If you have been married for 5 years or less, this workshop is for you. Get more information at www.family.org.sg/C2JustMarried.
I think one of the key things in those busy years were our children's future. Let me give you an example. I remember the time when my daughter was growing up. She just finished her polytechnic studies. We asked her, where do you want to go? She didn't have any idea. So we decided that we would take a trip to Canada and let her look at the university there. I discussed with Harriet as to what could be the case. She could be studying in Canada if she so chooses. But when she went over there, she took a look at the university. She said she wants to come back home to study. So that's it. But for our son, it was a different story. He didn't like polytechnic. And when he finished his O-level, we had to plan for him. And when we discussed our future, we decided as a family to apply to become PRs of Canada, just for putting him through university in Canada. So I think those planning, we talk about it as husband and wife, that it takes intentionality to really talk about the future, like a couple of years' time, the savings, and the need to go overseas to explore the conditions where our son will be able to study and how is he going to look after himself. I think these things brought us very close together. And also because at the end of the day, Harriet feels that she's a mother who loves the children and, you know, will miss the children very much. But I said at the same time, we have to think of the children's career. And now we look back, hey, you know, they have done very well in the sense that they have all built up their own careers. So I think we have done a very blessed life in terms of how we built our family.
We had to go through a lot of discussion, you know, and then we talk about money matters and how we are going to do this with all the commitments to the community, to our work. So we managed to pull through. So because of that, it has brought us together. The bond becomes closer.
A shared purpose and a shared goal, right?
Yes.
In each podcast, we address a frequently asked question that couples have about marriage. And today's question comes from a husband. I recently picked up pickleball and enjoy the sport and I'm trying to get my wife to start playing, but she's lukewarm. How can I encourage her to see that this could be a potential connection point between us?
I would suggest one thing. Start with getting another couple to do it as a couple thing. Allow for the time to be a time of relaxation, not the sport. Yes, connect the sport, but to something that she likes and not force it upon her.
Especially if, let's say, his spouse is someone who is more sociable and enjoys relational connection. Yes. Harriet, what about your point of view as a wife?
As a wife, if my husband is very enthusiastic about it, about the game, and if I'm not enthusiastic about it, I will go along with it, especially if there is another couple whom we are close with, then that would encourage me to go.
Yeah, I think it's interesting, right? It's on one hand, we know that doing things together helps to create shared moments, because sometimes, especially at different life stages, we would like to, you know, explore new things and gain new skills. Yeah, but in the process of it, it's also about hearing each other out. What are your interests? Maybe for these few months or this year, we'll commit to this particular activity and then subsequently we're going to explore something else of your choice. So thank you, Peter and Harriet, for sharing so authentically from your journey. And before you go, would you have any encouragement for our listeners?
Well, one of the encouraging thoughts that I have is build good and fond memories. They come from being together as a family. What is important is that there's nothing worth more than thoughts or precious memories of the times when the family spent together in unity and joy.
Yeah, and in the process, take lots of photographs so that we can look back and think back about those moments, right?
Yes.
In each podcast, we end off with a couple challenge for couples to do with each other. And if you are listening to this podcast with your spouse, here's your challenge for this week. For this coming week, pick an activity neither of you has done before. It could be a cooking class, a hiking trail, a volunteering project. And then schedule a time to do it. New experiences create fresh memories and can help you rediscover each other anew. We're so glad you've tuned in with us. And if today's conversation encouraged you, we love for you to share this podcast with a friend who might benefit from it. Thank you for tuning in. And remember, it is possible to build a loving marriage that lasts a lifetime.